This is the West Kent Radio News feature. Hello, I'm Martin Webber. At the local elections coming up on May the 2nd, they'll be voting in all the wards of Tunbridge Wells Borough Council. After boundary changes, the number of councillors is being cut from 48 to 39. I'm joined now by Nick Pope of the Tunbridge Wells Alliance Party. Nick, first of all, remind us why the Tunbridge Wells Alliance Party was formed in the first place.
We're probably best remembered for opposing the new civic centre and theatre that were due to be built in the centre of Tunbridge Wells, which would have cost the council over £100 million and would have required cutting service funding by around £3 million a year.
And because of your votes, the then Conservative administration that wanted it had to back down in the end.
Yes, that's correct. It required Conservatives to vote against the development that stopped it in the end.
In the past 2 years, you've been in a partnership coalition with the Liberal Democrats, Labour and an Independent. What do you feel you've achieved over the past 2 years of this partnership coalition?
It's difficult times for all councils at the moment, but I think we've managed to stabilise the finances of the council, which has meant some difficult decisions, increasing parking charges, introducing some. We've had to make some cuts to some services, but those have mainly focused on areas that won't impact people so much. We've also done some positive things. We've introduced the community fund, where we spread £100,000 across a number of charities that look after people in the borough who need the most help, including food banks and such like. We've bought the lease for RVP.
So the council is now responsible for the major shopping centre in Tunbridge Wells. Is it really the job of a council to run a shopping centre? Shouldn't that be left to the private sector?
We have brought in a private sector company that knows how to manage this type of place. They have the experience across the country of running and turning around these types of centres.
One contentious issue in the past couple of years has been the fines for drivers driving past the war memorial in the centre of Tunbridge Wells. £1.5 million has apparently been collected in fines. Shouldn't something have been done to halt that, what people are calling the bus lane trap?
I'm actually involved in trying to change the way that the traffic flows there to reduce the confusion and reduce the chances of visitors and people who live locally but don't really know the centre of Tunbridge Wells to stop them from getting fined. So, I mean, the numbers of cars going through it have gone right down, but it's still, in my view, far too many. It's about 80 to 100 a day. It was 1,000 a day.
Shouldn't it just be made a lot simpler? It is just a very confusing set of signs about what type of vehicle can and can't go at different times of day. A simple no entry surely would end the confusion.
Simplifying it is exactly what I'm pushing to do.
If people are considering who to vote for coming up in this borough election, and there is a Tunbridge Wells Alliance candidate in their particular ward, what would you do on the doorstep to persuade them to vote for you rather than the other parties?
We are a local party. We only focus on the local issues. We're not influenced by any national policies because we're not part of a national party. We're not linked to any. And we always try to work for our local communities. We certainly hope to have an influence on how the future council is run. So we hope to hold on to our 20% of seats.
Would you be happy to do another coalition with the Liberal Democrats in the lead as happened this time? Because some people are suggesting that really you've allowed the Liberal Democrats to run the council almost on their own.
I think we've actually held the Liberal Democrats to account on a number of things or challenged them quite hard. We haven't always managed to get them to change their mind, but you know, they have been 50% of the cabinet. If they want something to go ahead or something to not happen, they have enough votes in cabinet, who make most of the decisions, to get their way. So it's been uncomfortable for us at times. But there again, we've been in the room. We've been able to put forward our arguments. It's difficult. Whether we go into a similar partnership again, I don't know. I can't say at this moment in time. Again, it's a very split decision amongst our group.
Nick Pope of the Tunbridge Wells Alliance Party, who is standing in Park Ward. Also standing in Park Ward for the Conservatives are Atwood, Hobart and Zorba. For Labour, Faulkner and Pound. For Greens, Fraser. For Reform UK, Jerram. For the Liberal Democrats, Keefe, Lowe and Matthews. For interviews with other parties standing across the borough, do download our podcast, West Kent Talking. I'm Martin Webber for West Kent Radio.